This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. In California and up and down the West Coast, the ground and people's nerves have been rattling. Since Sunday, we've seen four significant earthquakes, two in Northern California, two more in the South, on land and off in the sea. As NPR's Luke Burbank reports, some people here are worrying again about the big one.
Sure, there might be weeks when working as a seismologist in California is a pretty laid-back gig. But this is not that week.
Was there anything unusual about this particular earthquake compared to some of the others that you've recorded?
I'm getting a little tired. Been doing this a little too often this week. So in that part, it's a little unusual.
Multiple press conferences have turned Lucy Jones, scientist in charge of the U.S. Geological Survey's Southern California office, into a regular TV star this week. Sunday morning, a magnitude 5.2 event shook up the desert near Palm Springs. Then Tuesday night, things really got interesting when a 7.2 tremor off the coast of Northern California created a tsunami warning. Yesterday afternoon, a magnitude 4.9 quake near Yucaipa was felt from L.A. to San Diego, and just as the ink on the seismograph was drying, another shakeup. This one, a 6.6, occurred again off the coast of Northern California. Laura Hilgers, who works at a Eureka Starbucks, was in bed when it hit.
I was sound asleep because I had an early morning shift today and I needed to go to bed early. So it woke me up.
For Californians, being unfazed by earthquakes is a point of pride, sort of like Minnesotans and their cold weather, or Seattle residents surviving the rain. But even here, four significant quakes in less than a week have some people worrying. Like Bruce Johnston, who's tucking into an early morning snack of chicken strips at a Denny's in L.A.
My thoughts is this. I was with my mother, and she said, and I was scared as hell.
Have you lived in California for a while?
Oh, just 51 years, that's all.
Sure, Johnston has seen his share of quakes, but like some others, he's unsettled by the sheer number of them this week. A lot of people are worried the quakes are related, but Lucy Jones of the USGS says there's no guarantee of that.
Random distributions, by definition, occasionally cluster, or they wouldn't be random.
And what if they are related?
That doesn't really make a difference. If it's triggered, if it's related, that doesn't change it being an earthquake.
In other words, with little damage and few injuries reported from the four quakes, it's a little early to start speculating on when California will collapse into the Pacific. Back at Denny's, Bruce Johnston says even with the quakes, he wouldn't live anywhere else in the country.
They have tornadoes. They have all other natural disasters. You get super hot in the summer and super cold in the winter. So that's why I haven't been back in 51 years.
Spoken like a true Southern Californian. Luke Burbank, NPR News, Los Angeles.